Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be here to worship you. We thank you for all those who made it out this morning. That this would be something we could learn from, and that it would mean something that we could apply to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, in James 4, as I open my Bible. Last week, we said we would memorize verse 15. Let's start in verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom.
Wait, what chapter
are we in? Am I? Oh, I'm reading the wrong chapter.
I was like, wait.
About a wise man.
I was gonna wait because I'm pretty sure I'm on the right one.
Yeah, I was like,
even though I knew
all
it,
right. 4:13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. So this is someone who is making plans of what they're going to do for the next year. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. So in verse 13, it's talking about a man or a group of men who plan out the next year. This is what we're going to do. And the Bible is actually saying, well, that's a little prideful. You don't even know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. Josh was going skiing. He was sure that he'd be on the slopes in a few hours.
Yeah, he is.
He's been in a hospital bed ever since. He may never get out of it. You don't know. I don't think Josh was necessarily doing anything wrong. I mean, I don't know. But he was not promised tomorrow. Then verse 14 says, you don't know if you have tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Think about this. When God created Adam, when was Adam supposed to die?
Never.
He was supposed to live forever. How old was Adam when he died?
915,
I think, somewhere around there. Methuselah lived 969,
something like that,
years.
Long time.
Right? Long time. So we live about 10% as long as the first few saints lived, right? 80, 90, whatever. What?
Yeah.
They had better hair?
Air.
Oxygen.
Completely different air.
I wish that I could be able to overthrow the government. And
I don't mean that kind of air. I mean like...
No, just listen.
No.
The atmosphere was different.
I would completely change everything. The lumber companies, the oil companies, they wouldn't even exist anymore.
Well,
we need oil.
We need to build
things. Because we can have everything converted. Like, we don't even have to pick cotton. Everything can be made with hemp. Houses can be made out of hemp. I'm telling you, the only reason why hemp is illegal is because of the lumber and oil companies. We lost a lot of money. And back in the day, the lumber and oil company, well, even still today, the oil and lumber companies control everything.
I would not like to overthrow the government and still live in this current world. I would like to just go back to when God created it perfect and live in that world and not mess it up. So, well, but see, that starts it. Once we die and we go to heaven, then we're well on our way without the sorrows of being down here to living in the new world. You know, God's going to recreate everything correctly, and we're going to get to live sometimes in heaven, sometimes on earth, basically wherever we want, and enjoy the creation the way he intended it to be, without sin, without snakes biting people, or
being guiling
people.
Being subtle.
Right?
They won't be subtle anymore.
This says, finding your way in God's will. And I didn't like this chapter because they did the whole Roman numeral 4 without a scripture. So I would like to add in, are you ready for this? A couple of Bible verses to the lesson today. Psalms 118.
What did you say?
Psalm 118.
Why does this sound familiar too?
Look at verses 8 and 9. In Psalm 118 it says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." The next verse says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." What are princes in today's world?
Celebrities.
And?
Government.
Politicians. Yeah. Right? They have all the money. They're completely entitled. They're not
they're not
accountable to anyone.
They're really actually controlled by their cabinet.
They're not. That's the problem. Once they get elected, they feel free to make laws that keep them in office. Or do other dastardly things that keep them from being voted out of office, right?
It's the best retirement plan ever.
Right. They become...
win once and get paid that
almost,
salary
for the rest
of your life.
They become almost untouchable. They are not accountable to anyone. And they do what they want. And has that been good for our country or bad for our country spiritually?
Well, at first it was really good.
No, at first they were not so entitled because there weren't any laws that protected them and kept them in their place. Right? They've had to create those over time. At first the government was a very small thing. Over time, they've grown it to where now the government controls everything.
I feel like I heard this crazy law one time where...
Was it from Boulder Dad?
I don't know, but it was something like the Supreme Court that he did something that was like illegal, but because of he was about to do something, he literally could get away with it.
Oh yeah.
Who is the he that we're referring
to? I don't know, but I just...
Yeah, there's all kind of laws that protect people from different things.
It's like between Friday and Saturday, Sunday, of you going to go judge something, you can commit a crime and not be in trouble for it.
Well, I'm sure there's all kind of stuff like that. That's not really the point of the lesson.
Yeah, no, sorry.
The problem we have in today's world is you just said something about you'd like to overthrow the government and do everything with hemp instead. Well, I'm sure hemp is great. But I'm sure there's probably some downfalls to that too, right? The problem is we should not be putting our confidence in one another, any man, right? We should not be putting our confidence in princes. But let's look at that word at the end of verse 8. It says, "Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." It means a man or a woman. If I'm going to put all my confidence in myself, what am I? What am
prideful.
I? Am I a man? Am I a prince? Am I a god? What am I?
You're a man.
I'm a man. So if I put all my confidence in myself, I'm going against this verse. If Tony puts all her confidence in herself, she's going against this verse. Right?
It's pride.
It is prideful to think that you have control of things, right? It's amazing some of the things that you can do in this world and in this present time. Like Devin's deployed over to who knows where overseas. I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is.
It's Germany.
I'm guessing that.
No, he told me. Well, he told us it was Germany. We just don't
know. So I can talk to Devin like I've been texting with him all morning. From when I got up, I checked my text messages, I had a text, I texted him, yeah, I did my Bible reading this morning, and we've been going back and forth on and off while I get ready for church and bring the kids, load them in the car, drive down here. I did text while I was driving, but before I drove and after I drove. So we can stay in touch. It's not even that hard to do, right? He's off today, so he's hanging out in his hotel room, which sounds like a pretty nice gig, right? He's hanging out in his hotel room. Texting. I sent him some messages on Ephesians that I had downloaded that I thought were really good, so he likes Ephesians, so he's probably listening to some of those, right? He's chilling. I'm over here, I'm in church, but we can talk back and forth across the ocean. We can do all these great things. but we're still not promised tomorrow, right? So it's really easy with all of our technology. I have a car with a whole bunch of airbags. If we get hit, the whole stupid thing's gonna inflate. Everybody's gonna be okay, right? Right? That's what they want you to believe. But, man, Josh's family has money. Like, this isn't an expensive car that I have that has all this technology to protect you. I'm sure whatever Josh was driving had stuff in it to protect him too. He's still laying in a hospital bed. It's better to trust in God than to put confidence in men. Now, that's not to say Josh is in a hospital bed because he didn't trust God. I'm not saying that at all. I have no idea what Josh was doing or where he was spiritually. I know he was solid when I knew him up to a couple years ago. Awesome kid. Awesome. What I'm saying is, our way to find God's will is to get ourselves out of the way. Our imaginations, we talked about before, are not going to help us find God's will. Our plans, our dreams, our wants and desires, to a point, are not going to help us find God's will. If you look a couple pages back in Psalms at 37,
Psalm 37.
Verse 4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." If you read that psalm, you'll see that God's not saying, if you want a Porsche, go to church, read your Bible, and pray, and you'll get one.
Yes.
Right? The new Macan looks good. I saw one in the parking lot of Jason's yesterday, by the way. Yes, very cool micro SUV. But not what we're here to talk about today. However, if you want a Porsche, that the Bible's not saying if that's the desire of your heart, that if you get in church and read your Bible and pray and grow close to the Lord, he'll give you a Porsche. It says he'll give you the desires of your heart. Present tense. If you get in church and read your Bible and pray and grow close to God,
your desires will change.
Your desires will change to what he wants for you, which, by the way, are better than a Porsche.
What if it's a woman named Porsche?
Well, I have no idea, right? I used to think when
Porsche.
I was single.
I met a woman named Porsche.
Well, when I was single, I had what I thought was a cool car at the time, right? And I really liked it, and I
was
wanted
it a Trans Am?
No, I have had one of those, but I wanted to continually upgrade cars and get faster and better and fancier because I like cars, right? Yeah. And I still like cars. That isn't what God had for me. I was in church and doing what I was supposed to be doing. I'm not saying I was 100% the Christian I was supposed to be. I don't know if I've ever achieved that. But God had something better for me. She's not here today, but usually I have this beautiful wife by my side. And we have children now, which, as hard as it is, to your point earlier, is the greatest joy and the biggest blessing ever, besides maybe having a wife who loves the Lord, right? He knew that was way better for me than a fast car. If I had any faster cars for any longer, I would probably be in jail for driving too fast, right? I mean, that's the end of that story. Jay Leno got pulled over the other day in one of his Corvettes doing something he shouldn't have done. I have no idea what. What probably happened was the officer saw who it was and got an autograph, and I mean, I have no idea, right? But you have that many cool cars, you're going to do something stupid with the gas pedal in one of those eventually and get yourself in trouble.
Oh,
that's
that
it.
Yeah, and if you're Jay Leno, you could just sign something.
Well, maybe.
Go free on your way.
But the point is, to find your way in God's will is to stop looking for your way and just let God show you his way for you. So finding God's way in your will. So I'll be easy on you. Next week, we don't have class, but the week after, I will require two verses of you. James 4:15, which nobody learned.
4:13.
Was it 4:13?
Yeah, 15 is the one Julie said she knew. Oh, no, you're
she
right.
She said 17. 15. She
you're
said
right.
17. 17
for
is
some
good.
Reason, I wrote 4:13.
17 is to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. To him it is sin. We know that one. But yeah, 15 is the one we assigned last week. And then Psalm 118, 118:8, will be the other verse for 2 weeks from today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you've given us. I pray that you'd help Josh and his family now work in that situation and perform miracles. Help all the school situations that were brought up here and those searching for jobs and Neek's job situation and the situation with her grandparents. Help Tony and Neek to be able to be a witness to the family back there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.